June of 74, in the land of the midnight sun, me and Valemonte Smith, our work had just begun. In Rovaniemi Street, we were peddling our way, when a telegram arrived to change our ordinary day. Call the office, it said, and we feared the worst was true. But President Wade had a different kind of task for us to do. He said, find me a hide of the purest, brightest white, from a reindeer in the north, a gift of holy light.
Ooh,
a token from the workers in this cold and rugged land, to place a piece of Finland in President Kimball's hand. Now let's give credit where it's due to a man with a vision so grand, Valley. Money made it happen with a steady guiding hand. He saw the mission's heart, he knew the love we felt. He helped to forge the legacy. In the northern snows we melt. So Valley Smith and I, we rode our bikes into the breeze, to that processing facility north among the trees.
And we found it,
the best one in the house,
pure white.
We rolled it up, and in August I carried that suitcase in one hand and that hide in the other. Every missionary in the land put their name upon that skin. 300 signatures of faith, destined for a prophet of God. I took that long train ride south to Helsinki shore, carrying a treasure that the Finnish people wore. It traveled round the mission, every signature was signed, a symbol of our service and the ties that truly bind. And when President Kimball came, the gift was finally shown, a piece of Rovaniemi for the world's most sacred throne. It was a hide of purest white, found in the northern light, a gift for the prophet, shining through the Arctic night. Money led the way, with a heart so gold and true, bringing Finland to the world in everything we do. I'm a Finnish missionary, my heart is full. The pattern of my life was set by that northern pole. Thank you, President Wade, and thank you, Veli Money, for the hide of white.
It was good, so good,
so good.
It was good,
so good,
so good.